This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Jordan's military says King Abdullah's half-brother, Prince Hamza bin Hussein, was told to stop actions used to target the country's security and stability. In a statement published on the state news agency, the military said it was part of a broader ongoing security investigation in which a former minister, a member of the royal family, and unnamed others were detained. Jordanian Army Chief Youssef Hunayti said that what had been published about allegations about the arrest of His Highness Prince Hamza is not true, but he was told to stop activities that are being exploited to target Jordan's security and stability. In Washington, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States is closely following the reports and called King Abdullah a key partner of the United States and said he has our full support. King Abdullah dismissed Hamza as heir to the throne in 2004 in a move that consolidated his power. Prince Hamza has been largely pushed into the political wilderness since he was dismissed as crown prince. Pope Francis has urged his coronavirus-weary flock to not lose hope, even through the continued dark months of the pandemic, as he celebrated a scaled-back Easter vigil service at St. Peter's Basilica on Saturday. Due to social distancing norms, only about 200 masked people were allowed to attend the service, which marks the period between Christ's crucifixion and his resurrection on Easter Sunday. For the second year in a row, the Vatican cut out the traditional sacrament of baptism for a handful of adults to limit the chance of infections. This year's vigil service started earlier than usual to respect Italy's